From Appleton, Wisconsin, this is the Anderson Pens Podcast.
Welcome to Anderson Pens Podcast, episode 471 for Thursday, December 29th, 2022.
This week we have me, Lisa, and we have Brian together. This is pretty exciting.
It is
pretty exciting. I don't know what to do.
Yes.
I'm apparently on the wrong side, but that's okay.
You're on the correct side.
No. Go ahead.
We also have two contest winners, a new contest, and some other stuff you are sure to find fascinating.
We hope.
Yes. Hey, Lisa.
Oh, God.
Did you know when I was a kid that we used to have a quicksand box in the backyard?
No.
Yeah, I was an only child, eventually. As promised over and over again by Eric, we are here for this podcast together for the first time since podcast 407, which I believe was September 9th of 2021, because all of you helped us reach our year-end goal of 10,000 subscribers to our YouTube channel. Thank you so very much.
Hi.
So, hi. PDA on AP TV.
There you go. So it's nice to be home. It's very weird. I'm very rusty. So just be gentle as you guide me through this.
What did you get for Christmas? Did you have a good Christmas?
I had an amazing Christmas. I had a very uneventful trip up from Chicago and then some really nice time at home with our son and Brian. Eric came over for a bit. Our daughter could not make it. And I got an Apple Watch that I don't know how to use.
So if it goes off in the middle of this.
That's me. I'm sorry. I'm really good with tech that I know how to use, and new tech is always a learning curve. So
yes.
You're on IT duty for the next couple weeks.
Great.
Great. What did you get?
I got a cashmere sweater.
And?
And a new bike computer and some chocolates and
yes,
all sorts of fun
we got all sorts of good stuff. So it was really good.
Yeah, it was fun.
And it was nice to sleep in. Yeah, it was really nice.
See the cats, all that
the
stuff.
The cats even paid attention to me, so I feel validated.
All right, this is our last. that one might have made it on the soundtrack. This is our last podcast of 2022. A huge thanks to all of you, our customers, and our customers for a great year. We finalized some changes to the website. We're finalizing some. Coming soon, and
yes.
We're also planning more changes both at the website and with our brick-and-mortar stores in 2023.
Yes. In fact, we just signed paperwork today.
We just did, yeah. I had that listed on later, but we might as well talk about it right now.
The Appleton store will be moving sometime over the summer.
Summer of 2023.
2023,
next year.
Yeah. We are super excited.
So. New space, bigger.
Much, much bigger.
A parking lot, which will be
free.
Will be free, which will
super
be
excited.
Great for everybody involved, customers and
staff
everybody
alike.
Else,
yeah.
Alike. So, but a nice place. And so yeah. we'll clue you in more on that when as things get rolling. But they are starting to build the space now.
Yes.
For the store. So
it's very exciting.
Now, we're going to move on to today's location bump.
Okay.
This is all you.
This is all me because I got to choose it. P.F. Chang.
I don't understand. Why do you get to choose? I never get to choose. They tell me about it.
I'm a guest.
Okay.
So P.F. Chang's. P.F. Chang's is an Asian restaurant concept founded on making food from scratch every day in every restaurant. I didn't know that. The first P.F. Chang's restaurant opened in 1993 in Scottsdale, Arizona. Today, P.F. Chang's has over 300 restaurants in 22 countries across the globe, including, of course, the U.S. P.F. Chang's in Appleton opened in June of 2019.
I didn't realize it was that recent.
Yes. Okay. And we went pre-COVID, and then we've been a couple times during COVID. And then not yet a location bumper, but... Eric is super excited about this. Downtown Appleton is getting a brand new Starbucks. Across the street and just two blocks down that way, the new store is open due to open any day now. Eric and I actually stopped in. They were doing some training.
Training, okay.
And it's nice. It's really nice.
Well, training means they're within a couple of weeks.
Yes, yes. Would say. It was supposed to be on December 23rd. But it got delayed for some reason, but it looks really beautiful.
Good, good.
And the app will work, and rewards.
Oh, okay.
Super. Eric's very, very excited.
Eric's excited. All right. Yeah. We'll probably never see him on the podcast again.
Never.
Tomorrow, Friday, December 30th, is, of course, Bacon Day.
Nice.
Where does Eric come up with this stuff? Yeah, in 2020, over half of the U.S. population said they used a pound or more bacon that year. So tomorrow, eat a pound of bacon.
Okay.
All right. Where's he come up with this stuff?
That's twice we made him
laugh. All right. And Saturday, of course, is New Year's Eve. And this Sunday is 2023.
I cannot believe it's 2023 already.
Yeah. We had the big Y2 scare. We blinked and now it's 2023.
Do you remember Y2K?
I do
and all
remember
the
Y2K.
Everybody thought the computers were going to die and crash. And everybody was like waiting.
It came up as a big
So celebrate the new year. Your favorite way, but please stay safe out there.
Yep.
Designated driver and all that good stuff.
What are you going to do?
I am going to have my standard Lisa's Not Here dinner, which very well may be at my favorite Garden View restaurant down the street. They make a heck of a barbecue rib meal platter. Yeah, it's great. It's better than the world-famous ribs at Miller's Pub, which are terrible. Sorry.
But their chicken pot pie is amazing.
Their chicken pot pie is great. But, you know, you don't call something world famous, and then I have it like seven times, and it's terrible every time.
Maybe you should have learned after about the fourth.
That's what I'm doing. I'm going to have what about you? What are you doing?
I probably will get sushi from Rio Sushi, my favorite sushi place right there. And that's it.
Yeah, that's right behind the apartment.
Yes.
On the way home. So, great. So we have some news. Price increases January 1st. We've mentioned these the last couple of podcasts, but we're just going to recap them here.
And there's one more that's not on there. We were just emailed about, yes.
We were? I don't check my email, so apparently. Pilot?
Correct.
Most everything across the line. Platinum, I don't remember what's going up there.
Most of everything.
Diplomat, there's some price increases. Execlair, Schmidt refills.
And Execlair is Rhodia,
yes.
Clairefontaine, and the Exacompta index cards.
Okay. The Lamy 2000 is going up in price. We've mentioned that.
And we did get an email just the other day about Cross is also raising prices across the board.
Okay. So those are, that's going up January 1st. So if there's anything that you're interested in, Lamy 2000s, we just got a big stock of those in. So if you wanted one of those, we have them. We also have them in the more unusual nib sizes, the oblique medium, oblique broad, and oblique double broad. So, and those are the same price as the regular nib. So if that's something you were looking at, and I used to have the oblique double broad. It was a super cool nib. But anyway, those are in stock.
Average increase is going to be between 17 and 20%. So it's a big jump. So if you're thinking about it, I would absolutely do it before we have to raise the prices on January 1st.
And Pilot hasn't really raised prices much over the last several years. You've got some Metropolitan increases.
Right.
Vanishing Points went up like $6 or something like that.
But a while back.
It hasn't been much. So
this is a big jump for a lot of companies.
So there it is. Hobonichi news.
Yes.
All dated material is still 20% off, and there's not much left. So I think we've got some weeks left. Maybe some A6, although A6 Tachos may be maybe sold out by the time this airs. But there's not much left, but it's 20% off. We do have covers are still 20% off.
Yes. Some of those are really cool.
Those are nice ones, yeah.
And, you know, I use one of the week's zippered covers as my wallet. And it works perfectly. And the funny thing was, I sent you that picture, right? I had a customer who came to the Chicago store and she took out her wallet to take out an index card or something. And it was the same thing that I had.
And you have the Liberty Fabric.
I have the Liberty Fabric zippered weeks cover from a couple years ago. And I looked at it like, that can't be. So I ran and got my wallet, and I took a picture and sent it to Brian and Eric of the two wallets together. So that was just really, I'd never seen anybody else do that before. But it works perfectly.
So that's Hobonichi news. Also, coming up this Friday, this month's December vintage mailer. And I did bring a few select pieces here that we show off real quickly on the show. So I brought a couple of vintage pens for this Friday's vintage mailer, okay, just to show off. These are some of the special ones that I anticipate are probably not going to last very long. The first one I brought just because I love this pen. I have had it for about 10 years. This pen, I don't remember when we got it, but this pen has taken about 10 years to restore, only because it needed a clip. I bought the clip at a pen show, and I promptly, on the way home, lost the clip for about 5, 6, 7 years. A couple weeks ago, I actually found the clip, and I immediately went and found the pen, and I put it all together. And so here it is. And what am I talking about? This is a Parker Streamlined Senior Dual Fold in black.
Okay.
Really, really a lovely pen. Nice, large dual fold. It's really great.
Go ahead.
So this...
I have two problems with that.
What's that?
How do you lose a clip for like 7 years?
Well, a clip is a small piece. It's usually in a bag. It was in a bag with a broken cap in, oddly enough, the Parker box.
Okay.
And I don't know how it made it there and I didn't.
And are you feeling okay? Because you always know where got X, Y, and Z.
I usually know, yeah. I lost it because it was, well, anyway. Anyway, here it is. Now you can buy it.
Please buy it
a senior Streamline Dual Fold black plastic. I've also got a lovely, lovely Mont Blanc. This is a cartridge pen, but
I love the ones that don't look like your typical Mont Blanc.
Well, look at that nib on there.
Oh, look at the nib. Oh my God.
It's huge. It's like a double broad.
Space.
A double broad nib on this Mont Blanc.
That's a big ass.
Really,
nib.
Really great.
That's beautiful.
Really great nib. I also have this one here. It was a cool find that I picked up in Columbus. On the outside, it looks like a plain Parker 45 in black.
Yes, it does.
But there's like some wording on here. Can you read what that says? See what that says there. It starts with a D.
A demonstrator.
Ends with demonstrator. So this is actually a salesman's demonstrator, not a transparent demonstrator.
I was going to say, it's not clear.
Yeah, so it's not clear, but it's what a salesman would have gone. He'd come to our store and said, "Listen, we've got this new thing called the Parker 45. Let me show it to you." And here
that's
it is,
cool.
And it's marked and filled in. It's a demonstrator. That's cool. I've got a lovely. If you like dual folds, here's a dual fold junior in orange. I love these juniors. They're great size. This is the earlier flat top model, gold nib. It's perfect size for you. So
I could buy it.
You it could be yours.
And is that what kind of feed is that?
This is the Christmas tree feed. Yeah, yeah. Look at you. Yeah. Three more really good ones.
Done.
Three more really good ones. I'll show you, and then we can move on to the rest of the show. Lovely. Look at this. Lovely jade. Slender Schaefer lever filler. I bought this one also in Ohio, but I bought it because it had a very unusual name on it that just makes me laugh. It makes me smile. The name on here is a Lynn Turnip Seed. Very, very unusual name. I thought, well, that's kind of interesting.
Well, and I do love the color. You know, so many jade pens of this time are badly discolored.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And this one...
Yeah, this has got a little bit of it going on there, bro, but it's not bad. And this is that lighter jade, not that bright jade.
Yeah.
But it's a full-size, slender, and actually it posts really, a really nice length. But it's a nice Schaefer. 325, I think, is what it is. Is the model number. Next up, I've got a Waterman, and these always go fast. Lovely striped gray with blue stripes. Actually, Waterman.
What model is that?
I don't know. This is like a 512 or a 513 or something?
It's not a thoroughbred.
It's not a thoroughbred because those are usually marked on the back. It doesn't matter.
It's a cool,
lovely pen. It has a lovely flexible nib on it. It does come with a matching pencil that is not functional, so you just get the pencil basically for free, but lovely pen.
This is really cool. It's a light gray, light and dark gray kind of marble with depth, but then it's got like these blue stripes.
Navy blue.
This is really cool.
And I think, if I'm not mistaken, this one is Canadian. Canadian, yes. Yeah. So what that means is for most in the vintage pen world, Canadian pens from Parker and Waterman typically do have somewhat more flexible nibs to it, and this one is lovely.
You've said lovely for every single one of these.
Well,
how about delightful?
This one here is delightful. this is the oddball in the party, and I actually found this in my basement one day. And I'll see if you know what that is.
See, it bothers me that we still have all these pens in the basement. Oh, what the heck is that?
So this is a Wiedlich and Simpson stylograph. And it's a lever filler.
Yep.
So it fills with fountain pen ink, and then there's a weight and a very tiny metal stylo in here. And then when you hit the paper, it moves the weight back, which causes the ink to flow. When you pick it up off the page, the weight drops down, causing ink to stop.
How funky.
But it's a Wiedlich, which is very rare.
And you're a fan of
Wiedlichs. I'm a fan of early Wiedlichs, overlays.
I'm surprised you're not keeping this.
Well, it's not an early Wiedlich. I like the overlays and the gold hard rubber.
Okay.
But Wiedlich was a Cincinnati company. Lovely, delightful. It is, though. Look at this
it's
red marble.
Pretty,
it's very lovely. And it's really in excellent condition. It's very fun to write with. A little bit different. You do have to write a little bit at a more of a...
More perpendicular?
More perpendicular like this. You can get it at a little bit of an angle, too, but...
So it's a beautiful pen with a learning curve.
It's a beautiful pen with a learning curve. And so there's this and, like, 50 more pens. I've got lots of snorkels. I've got snorkels with 14-karat autographed bands. I have some 51 VACs. I have... all sorts of stuff. I have boxed pens. I have actually a whole container of boxed, some of them new old stock snorkels with tags, with cellophane, everything.
Have we made any room in the basement?
Have we made any progress in the basement? Next page.
We didn't
skip over anything.
We talked about that.
We're making some headway in the basement. So.
Okay. Can I get that in writing?
Yes. So that's all coming on Friday, about 9 o'clock. Astute folks will understand that I do sometimes put them out a little bit earlier before the mailer gets sent out. So if you're looking, these are also available, as they have been the last several months, available in the store.
In Appleton.
In Appleton right now. So if you're interested, you want to check them out, come on in, just ask. Most of them are in the case. Some of them I have, the box sets are behind the counter.
But, yes.
They're available for local folks right now. We've got some special closure days.
We do, and I'm really excited about this. since I'm in Chicago 7 days a week, I'm excited when we're closed for even an hour. Appleton will be closed on Sunday, as always, for New Year's Day. And then we will be closed in Appleton on Monday, the 2nd, for celebrating of the New Year's Day.
Celebrating of New Year's Day?
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to celebrate on Sunday, but...
Well, you are.
Yeah.
And then in Chicago, we will be closed on Sunday as well for New Year's Day, and also on Monday. I get 2 days off. I'm super excited. And the following week, Chicago will be closed from... Sunday, January 8th through Friday the 13th.
Wow, that's a long time.
Because Brian and I are going on vacation, and
I won't believe it till I'm on the plane.
You'll believe it once we get up at the crack of dawn and get on the blue line to go to the airport.
Okay.
But we are going to Florida to visit my mom and my brother, and I am super excited. It's supposed to be like
fun.
In the 80s.
That'll be fun. Yes. I'm looking forward to it.
Yes.
Be good to see your mom.
And then regular hours in Chicago will resume on Saturday the 14th.
Awesome.
I know.
And don't forget to guess the pen.
Guess the pen in Brian's pocket.
It's an easy one this week.
It is.
And we'll do that.
Even I know what that
is. We'll do that at the end of the podcast.
All right.
Did you hear about the guy who started fixing breakfast at midnight on December 31st? He wanted to make a New Year's toast.
This just in. We have this just in. Behind the camera right here. We have, I'm just going to keep going. I'm going to keep moving here. Otto Hutt.
Yes.
Which we've had in Chicago for a while, but we brought it in here over the Christmas holiday.
Just because you're so competitive.
I like these. I think
these
they're stunning. They're different. We've got quite a few. Different designs. I prefer the design 04, the design 04.
Yes.
It's a really lovely pen.
It's lovely.
It's lovely. Look at this. How great is this? This is the Black Wave.
The Black Wave with the rose gold cap and rose gold accessories.
In the Wave, the Wave is like really, it's so like chaotic. It's not,
it's not really a wave. It's more
triangular. It's lovely.
Yeah, it's just lovely. Ballpoint and rollerball. We're not doing fountain pens on any of these. It's just ballpoint and rollerball. These have a really nice weight. It's a lacquer over brass. Mm-hmm. Just a nice weight. It's a good size in the hand, but it's certainly not fat. I find it to be very comfortable. The rollerball does post.
It is a screw cap, too. It's a screw cap rollerball.
Is a deal breaker if
that's not bad.
Post.
That's not bad. It may be a little smidge long, but if you got a big hand, that's not too bad. And if you hold it back, that's, you got someplace to put it anyway.
So you've got the black with the rose gold wave. There is a white wave, and I know nobody can see this, but I like
it. Well, Justin's got some pictures.
The white wave with the rose gold.
That's really
there is
great.
A just a solid black with rose gold.
Classic, yeah.
Very, very
and they
classic.
Twist on the top.
It is it is nice. A nice mechanism. And then the cornflower blue is new with kind of a gunmetal trim, which is really pretty.
That's nice.
And then a sage green.
Sage, I like this. This
really
is
soft
really
color. Really very
great.
Pretty.
I like it's just such a it's an interesting color.
Yeah.
You know, there's no other pens that are that color.
And then there is a matte black guilloche with shiny black trim. And then there is
does it have
also
a little texture to it.
Yeah, a little bit. Not a lot. Not enough to dig into your hand.
No, but it's enough to it's not
to
your
not
hand's
be
not
shiny.
Gonna slip. Yeah.
Not be slippery.
Yeah.
And then there is also a matte navy blue with shiny black trim that I have.
I ordered everything, and I didn't get everything, so there is more coming. But these have been on the website for a while, but now we have them here in Appleton, so you want to come down and take a look at them. I think the ballpoints and the rollerballs are in that good, kind of that affordable gift territory.
Yeah, these are
similar to maybe even less than a DuPont D initial. They look very similar, actually. Nice weight.
And since they are a lacquer over brass, if you wanted, you could take them to a jeweler or a trophy shop. You could even
could
have
them
engraved.
Okay.
Yeah, but I really like the cornflower.
The sage is great. I like that. So
we could swap out whatever you got for Christmas.
Yeah,
for,
no, that's okay. That's okay. Right. So anyway, so there's the D04 Otto Hutz. Really great. And there will be more coming in as time permits.
We're super excited about those.
We also got in new, speaking of DuPont.
The DuPont has redesigned the Defi line. And I think it's really cool. The old one had kind of a skeleton on the outside. Mm-hmm. It had a little frame on two sides of the pen, which was very interesting.
But they never had a fountain pen. Well,
no.
they haven't had a Defi fountain pen in a long time.
Right.
They've had two different kinds that they've discontinued.
Right.
But it wasn't available in a fountain pen.
So they've redesigned everything about it, and now they have a pen that's similar to the D initial.
It's sleek. It's streamlined.
It's very sleek. Yes.
Looks like a rocket.
The nose cone is very elongated, but it has some grooves to it, which is cool.
Yeah. Yeah. That'll give you a little grip.
A very angled top. And
this clip, though, is great. I mean, look at how long it is, and it's got such a nice travel to it. I like that.
You twist the nose cone as opposed to the top. On the Auto-Hut Design 4, you twist the top. On the Defi's, the new Defi Millennium, you twist the nose cone. These are a matte lacquer, so it's not shiny.
Well, that one
shiny.
Is. That
this one is.
Is.
It's not shiny, but it's also not textured. So that's a very interesting finish.
The most exciting part, though, is this guy.
Yeah, what is
so
that?
So this is the new fountain pen.
It also comes in a rollerball.
It does come in a rollerball. The fountain pen is very unique.
It's funky.
Right now,
it's not lovely. It's funky.
It's cool.
It's funky.
It has this metal hooded nib that goes all the way around. So it's very similar to Parker 51, essentially. It comes in medium nib, magnetic cap though. That's just really
Little bit
nice.
Of a step, but it's just such a really really cool design.
Yeah, tapered on the end here, just like
and it
on
does
the
post.
Top. Yeah.
Decent size in the hand. It's definitely not too big, not too heavy. So it's really great.
So we have those available as well.
And they also do come in a rollerball.
This one is cool.
Matte black with the gunmetal trim. Yeah.
That's nice.
And so this one has that matte finish with shiny trim, mm-hmm, which is really mm-hmm. nice.
Gunmetal, yeah. This looks great.
Yeah.
D is really dark, too. So those are new. They've been doing very well.
They have.
So it's something new and different.
But still a classic shape.
Yeah.
Now, the fountain pen is definitely interesting. And the rollerball has that same similar shape. Yeah. It's just together on both sides.
But they're, you know, the great thing is they've kept the prices on these
really reasonable.
Really, I mean, I had to look a couple times that I wasn't, the price that we had listed wasn't actually like cost, you know, because you would think that something like this would be very, very, I mean, it's not inexpensive, but it's you really look at the price, you go, well, yeah, you can do that. It's not, exactly. not terrible. So that is it for DeFi.
The DeFi Millennium.
Millennium.
My New Year's resolution was to read more. So I put subtitles on the TV.
All right, we've got a couple of contests. So we need to go through. You're going to win an all expense paid trip to Chicago. Free apartment, all the pens you can
sell.
From Podcast 469. So before Christmas, we did actually two kind of in a row. So we didn't actually have the results from the podcast until, well, now.
Who's in charge of that?
Eric.
Okay.
So 469, we asked, name a good winter ink. And there were so many suggestions.
Kinmokuse.
Is that a winter? That's not a winter ink.
I use it year round.
That's okay. Diamine Earl Grey, Urban Kai Knight to Nepal. That's a great one. Sailor Yuki Akari, Manyo Haha, among many, many others. The one ink that percolated to the top, having been mentioned in five comments, Aroshizuku Fuyo Shogun, which is a gray that conjures an image of the cold, clear air of winter.
Okay.
How's that sound?
I still like Kinmokuse.
Kinmokuse, okay. We got some comments. Marilyn Gardner, vote for a... You want to read that?
I do.
You want to read
the
that.
The one, the only... Hey, Marilyn. Marilyn Gardner says, my vote for a winter ink would be Pilot Oroshizuku Fuyu Shogun, which I believe translates to old man in winter.
Old man in winter. Yes, indeed.
Ah! It's like old friend week.
It is.
Steve Moss. Hey, Steve and Sherry. a good winter ink... is an ink that looks forward to spring.
Oh, that's nice. That's a nice way to put it.
That's a good idea. Yep. So I'd go with one of my favorite greens, Monteverde Yosemite Green.
Okay.
Okay?
Dan F., for a nice winter ink, I'm sure Eric would agree with Sailor US 50 States, Alaska, a very nice cold blue. It probably got in here because he mentioned Eric.
Ah, yes.
So we have a winner. we have a winner this week, Christopher Maloche. Christopher's comment, this one is easy. Diamine Winter Miracle from the 2019 Inkvent calendar. Dark purple with shimmer and sheen is like stars reflected off a frozen lake in the Midwest during the darkest part of the year. Even those of you who don't like winter could appreciate that.
Nice.
Congratulations, Christopher. Please write to eric@andersonpens.com and he will get the $20 credit onto your Anderson Pens account.
But wait, there's more. More is in yet another contest winner. So, contest from Podcast 470 is name your favorite Christmas movie. More than 24 different movies were mentioned in the comments. Justin, did you chime in? Hurry up.
That's a lot of movies.
All right, so that's a lot of movies. Third most popular, Die Hard.
Can I make a confession? I've never actually seen that movie.
Really? With Bruce
Willis?
I've
never seen Die Hard. I know people say it is the Christmas movie, but yeah.
Why is it a Christmas movie?
Because it.
Oh yeah, it's yeah. I just don't think of Bruce Willis.
Why are you asking me that? I've never seen it. How would I know? It takes place during Christmas.
I know, don't think of guns blazing and blood and gore.
Nakatomi Plaza or whatever it is.
Yeah. Second most popular was a tie between White Christmas and National Lampoon's Christmas
Vacation.
Wow,
that's like kind of both ends of the spectrum there, isn't it?
Very much. And the most popular Christmas movie is A Christmas Story.
Oh, lovely.
What would yours be?
Mine, probably, I'm kind of old school. And actually, the other day I watched it, the Charlie Brown Christmas special.
Yeah.
It's right now, it's on Apple TV Plus for free.
Nice. So, okay.
And it's actually shorter than I remembered it. Because it was like 24 minutes or something. Yeah. I was like, really? That's all it
but
is?
When you're a kid, you got commercials. Really old, really long. We like to watch Elf.
Well, yeah, we haven't watched it, yeah.
You like Bad Santa.
No, yeah, Bad Santa. Naughty Santa, Bad Santa. What is it? Bad Santa, yeah, okay. I think I called it Naughty Santa last time.
You did,
because
it's very naughty.
Okay.
All right, and so the winner is BD. They commented, White Christmas. Maybe for 20,000 subscribers, Brian and Eric could recreate Bing Crosby and Danny Kaye's Sisters duet. Please? Nice.
Well, let's not count that out.
All right, so we need Justin. Write this down. Hire a choreographer. Nice.
We have some additional comments. Kevin Butler says, A Christmas Story is my favorite, but I always worry I'll shoot my eye out. Spooky Goop. That's a great name, by the way. These jokes, oh my goodness, they're physically painful.
Yes.
Keep them coming.
Mr. Cat says, Merry Christmas, Anderson Penz. I treated myself to a present and ordered a Pilot Vanishing Point from you today. Those are great, awesome pens. So excited to join the Vanishing Point Club. I got the Blue Carbonesque in fine.
That's nice. It's really one of the best.
That's a great color.
I've always been shocked that that pattern doesn't necessitate a higher price. It's the same price as all the
others. Don't tell anybody.
It's a cool. The blue is really cool.
It's
I love that one. I have one. I have one too. So
yes. Good. All
right. We did have another comment. I don't know why it didn't make it on our little sheet here, but Eric told me to address this. Someone did write in and ask, so we just got in some new cross converters and cross. Used to have an 8751 and an 8756. One threaded and one
not. And so they have retooled the converter to eliminate the threaded and just have the non-threaded. And according to Cross, the new, which they're using the same number, which is confusing.
Yes.
The new non-threaded, which is the same, will fit all current Cross fountain pen models.
Yes.
And someone had written in and asked if the Cross converter will fit the Cross Bailey.
The Bailey, so I've got a Bailey here. And yes, indeed, this guy, which has a threaded insert in there.
Yes.
And this just slides in.
Well, they haven't been able, of course, to retool all the pens.
And there you go.
And so they, I don't know what they've done differently, but the new non-threaded, and it is the only one available.
It is the only converter. You can't get the threaded anymore.
You cannot get the other one anymore.
Yep.
And we waited months to get this.
Yes,
in.
Yes. So we finally have these in stock, which is nice. I'm going to grab an extra one for myself.
What do you have?
I've got a Cross Peerless.
Oh, that's right.
And
Speaking of Cross Peerless, in Chicago.
So
a lot of...
Oh, you didn't bring those. You're supposed to bring those. It was going to be my Christmas present.
You've got one.
Well, you said I could trade if I wanted to. Well, you were going to... Anyway.
So anyway, in Chicago, I do have one Cross Peerless black with platinum trim fountain pen, and I have one drop-dead gorgeous Cross Peerless quartz blue rollerball.
Oh, we didn't have a matching
nib.
That's why I couldn't use it.
Gorgeous.
That quartz blue is good.
It's
really
sexy.
Yes.
So there you go.
Yeah, and so those are... Call Lisa. She's got them.
I do.
They just don't, there's no Peerless really at all anymore. So what we have is, if you've always wanted that pen, it's a great pen.
Yeah, it
I've
is.
Got
it's
the, I've got the fountain.
Good
I love
weight,
it. Yep.
It posts, it's really.
And you said black fountain?
Black with platinum fountain pen in extra fine. And they use Sailor
nibs.
Nibs.
They are Sailor nibs. Yes. If you're familiar with Sailor, the top of the Sailor nib is genuinely fairly flat. It's got a distinctive curve to it. And that, of course, that's what these look like, but it's a Sailor Extra Fine, essentially.
Yes.
So it's very fine.
All right. And so we have a new contest and survey that came about because Eric has an issue.
Yes, he does.
Just one.
Yes. Just one.
And we talked about this at breakfast yesterday.
Did you? Yeah.
He has not one, not two, not three or four, but five.
I don't know why he needs
planners
five.
For 2023. Five. One, two, three.
I mean, I could see like two. Maybe you got different. But what do you?
Well,
how many desks do you have?
He's got a couple in Madrid, and so he has two Hobonichi Techos in the A6, two Hobonichi Cousins, and when he was in Spain, he found an A4 plus Leuchtturm Daily planner.
And that one, he said, doesn't come to the U.S.? Or
no,
is that available
I think
in the
that
U.S.
was a
or something?
Notebook
oh,
that he
different
went
notebook.
And got
okay,
in Spain
okay.
that they do not export.
Okay.
So he bought one and then he had to go buy four more notebooks.
A4 Plus. I know. Huge. That
so
thing
the
is
question,
like this big.
It is. So the question Eric has for all of you, because I only have one, is how many planners do you have for 2023? And then I'm going to personally add, and if it's more than two, explain to me
what
why.
What are you doing with them?
Tell me why.
I'm actually, well, we've, like I said, we said earlier, we pretty much sold out of most of the Hobonichi.
Yeah, what are you going to do?
I didn't actually pick one out yet, but I'm looking at the weekly. We had some weeklies left. The little weekly
planner?
Yeah,
I know what a weekly is.
Yeah. And I thought that would be...
But how many Teicho covers do you have that do not have...
They all have Teichos in them.
Well, not current year.
Well, I could just cross the year out and then...
You have the mint chocolate.
I got mint chocolate, yeah.
You got the cappuccino something?
Uh-huh.
And what else do you have? The navy.
Navy blue, yeah. But we're sold out of A6s, so I can't fill it up. I can get a week, so we got a couple weeks left.
Take one of Eric's.
Grumpus
Kindergarten. He's got extra.
He's got extra. So yeah, I'm going to have one. I'm probably going to get one. I think I want that weekly because I think...
you want the weekly supplement.
The weekly supplement, yes. Yeah. It's a weekly supplement. It's A6 size.
We have one or two left, so you better hurry up.
We've got several.
All right. How many planners do you at home have? And if you have more than two, I personally am curious as to what are you going to do with three or more? Like two, I can understand work and home.
I can get two, yeah.
No, you cannot have two.
No, I can understand two.
You don't even use one. You don't.
All right. I'm moving along because I'm just getting beat up here.
Love you. It's nice to be home.
Count only analog, not electronic digital planners.
Oh, so there's rules for
it. It could be actual planner type notebooks, regular notebooks that you use as planners. See, there's an idea. Could be even set of index cards.
Okay.
And next year, actually, I have my planner for 2024 picked out. I do. I seriously do. I know what I'm getting next year.
What are you doing?
It's something that we don't currently carry, that we will carry. Uh-huh. That's a whole bunch.
I can't really say.
Well, another party heard from. I don't know how that happened. Anyway.
What's it going to be?
There is a Hobonichi planner that is called Day Free. And I think that, for me, might be an option. I think we're going to carry that next year. Basically, what that is that allows you to, you know, if you don't write in your planner every day, you've got one page, you've got six empty pages.
Why don't you just get a...
Then you just write,
term, some lines a day, and you just occasionally...
But then those have dates. So then you could have... If you don't write for 6 weeks, you've got 6 weeks of empty stuff. See, the day free, just you flip the page, put a new date on it, you write it. Next page.
So for you, this could last like 3 years.
It could last 3 years. That's what I'm saying. It's perfect. So anyway, let us know in the comments. One commenter chosen at random will be picked to receive a $20 gift certificate on your Anderson Pens account.
Okay.
And we will announce that on our
Should
next...
we have them list what they are? Don't just tell me two planners, but it's like one Leuchtturm and one Hobo or one Weeks and one Cousin.
Yeah, I mean, for most people, this shouldn't be a problem. If you've got five planners, well, then I'm going to make you work for it. Yeah, you can tell me what they are because I need to know. So
so you can get ideas?
Well, I just want to know.
Okay. Yeah.
If you're going to get five planners, I want
to know.
Please tell me
Curious
what they are.
Curious minds want to know. All right.
So is there anything else you got this week? Your first time on the podcast in a year and a half?
I don't know what to do. I'm very nervous.
We could do that.
Oh, the pen in your pocket?
Well, that's usually done at the end.
See, I don't know what I'm doing. I'm just going to step right over
I'm going to start this off. Thanks for joining us. Tune in next time for more talk about pens, ink, and paper.
You can check us out on social media as Anderson Pens. And we have a store in Chicago, and I am there 99% of the time, except when I'm here.
Yep.
On the ground floor of the Palmer House Hilton. And we are generally open 7 days a week, except for occasional holidays.
And that's chicago.andersonpens.com. Like this video. Subscribe to our channel, and if you get to 20,000, Eric and I will do a duet. But the pen in my pocket this week...
Yes, is...
And the reason we have it twice is so we don't forget it.
Okay, because you've done that before.
Oh, we have done that before. I have the Homo sapiens Crystal Dream.
Awesome.
Which is a lovely, lovely pen. Lovely. It's lovely. It is lovely. It's delightful.
It's handsome.
It's handsome.
It's masculine.
Thanks for joining us.
Funky.